Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Tuesday show. Sorry I'm confusing everybody by the days I'm doing this, but I stick to the Tuesday, Thursday, and the weekend, or Saturday, Sunday, most likely Sunday. So catch me, you know, if you can. I got my cat on my lap. She does not want to go away. Okay? And she's being a pest. If I can get her down without destroying anything, you know, cats, they're... I thought I was doing 30 minutes. Oh, okay. Well, I'm not doing 30 minutes. Somehow I clicked down to 15. So let's get to this rather quickly. I'll be back. So I'm going to talk about kindness. Talk about two aspects of kindness. The benefit of kindness and also some small ways to people display kindness. Now, the reason I got talking about kindness, I don't know if I'm going to get through the whole show the way I want to get through the show, but let's do it. The news things about people who are avoiding or defying the stay-at-home orders, well, the social distancing, the 5 feet apart and wearing masks and so forth. And I was a restaurant about 20 miles from me in Castle Rock, Colorado, where these people rushed into this restaurant. And there's a video of it. All these people in this restaurant, and it was a takeout or there were tables and so forth. Practicing of social distance. No, absolutely none. I mean, people are right on top. And I think about some of these other situations, like in, I forgot what state it was, this ice cream parlor opened up, ice cream store, whatever you call it, right? We used to call them ice cream parlor. I don't know what you call them now. So, and the owner said, we'll open up on the weekend, and you call ahead and put your order in, and when you show up, you know, social distancing with a mask, you can have your order. But people showed up anyway, without putting an order in, and the poor young lady behind the counter was so freaked out because people were verbally abusing her. Now, why do I bring this up? Well, let's get to the way of kindness. Would kindness do that? If you're a kind person, would you do that? I don't think so. But let's get into the 6 scientific benefits of kindness, and I'll probably get more of this on Thursday, and I'll probably do, a half hour on Thursday on kindness. So basically, the article is from Mael Proctor, and it's from, what's the magazine? It's from, okay, let's just jump into it. I'm not getting into all this information. It's pretty common information. You can find it anywhere. Kindness. What is it? First thing it does, it releases feel-good hormones. Have you noticed when you do something nice for someone else, it makes you feel really better, too? This isn't just something that happens randomly. It's what you're doing is releasing, boosts your, by acting kind, act of kindness, you're boosting your serotonin, your neurotransmitter, which is responsible for the feelings of satisfaction and well-being. Can you imagine, you know, it's being all flipped out at a restaurant, but being kind to other people and showing a little bit of consideration for other people, knowing that we don't know who's been exposed to the COVID-19. We don't know. So just following the rules and showing kindness to people, you're going to feel better instead of frustrated and angry because I didn't get my turn. It's called the helper's high. I like that terminology, the helper's high. Kindness eases anxiety, whether it's a mild nervousness or panic attack. Extremely common, completely common. Studies have been shown that kindness has an effect, a positive effect upon your spirit, your experience and your mood, such as interest and alertness. So it releases anxiety. Now, I can get into all the details because I set this up as a 15-minute show instead of a 3-minute show, which I normally do. We'll see how what happens. Okay, so kindness is for your heart. That's the next step. And I have another article which is very similar to this. Kindness releases the hormone oxytocin. Oxytocin causes the release of a chemical called nitric oxide in blood vessels, which dilates and expands the blood vessels. This reduces blood pressure, and therefore oxytocin is known as the cardioprotective hormone because it protects the heart by lowering blood pressure. So just acts of kindness in themselves can actually lower your blood pressure, protect you. Now, oxytocin, and I've read a little more about it, you get that from hugs. If you hug somebody, you're releasing oxytocin, and they're releasing oxytocin. So hugs have beneficial knowledge right now. I guess we're saying that hugs are kind of out of the question. But you have family members. If you're in quarantine and they're in your bubble cell, then hugs are appropriate. But also, I found in this article, but I read this other places, that we get oxytocin by being with our dogs, by looking into our dog's eyes and expressing our feelings towards our dogs, we release oxytocin into our system, which lowers our blood pressure, but also has a similar effect on our dogs. It releases that feel-good chemical in them, too, so they feel good. Now, I don't know about cats. Now, I don't know if I'm looking at the cat's eyes, if she's going to go, well, you haven't fed me, or it's going to have an effect of feeling good. So another one that they talk about, too, and I don't know how much time I have left, because I want to get into some of them. We'll talk more about this another day, but about halfway through the show. So let's talk about it can help you live longer. Health.com talks about it reduces stress. Being kind to others reduces stress. Okay? And it's easy to go through life. It builds relationships. And as we build relationships, you know, it's the old common thing that people are who are together, you know, for a long period of time, they live longer because we have a partner. So it builds our relationships, and it has an effect on our stress, and it helps to live longer. Get into details on that, but we don't have time to do that. I kind of gone longer on this show. And kindness prevents illness. Oh, with all sorts of health problems, such as diabetes, cancer, chronic inflammation, obesity, migraines. According to a study of adults 57 to 85, volunteering manifested the strongest association with lowest levels of inflammation. Oxytocin, and we're back to the word oxytocin. I would look it up and study about it and read about it, because it also reduces inflammation. Even a little act of kindness can trigger oxytocin's release. So we're back to our dogs, right? Doing kind things to our dogs or our cats, and they can feel it. My cat and dog are hanging out. I took my dog in yesterday. She had some growth, like a cyst on her leg, and they were growing, and you know, she kept licking them. They looked irritated, so I have them removed, but I'm trying to show her love. And her expression to me was love. When I first came back, like appreciation. Oh, I'm home now. So I don't know why I'm getting into that. It's because of that triggering of oxytocin by showing kindness to your dog and consideration for your animals, right? Okay, oxytocin. So let's get into some of the ways to show kindness. And I'll go back over this on Thursday. Okay. I like this one. This is a very simple one. You smile and say hello or good morning to a stranger walking on the street. Now, you know, with social distancing, you can still smile. I know with a mask, it's kind of hard, but you can say hello. And I thought it was rather interesting. Now, how about pay for a person's coffee behind you? Not necessarily going inside the store, but you can pay for the next person in line through a drive-thru. Oh, let me pay for their, how much is their meal? How much is their, or even at Starbucks, you know, you can get Starbucks to go home. How much is theirs behind me? They pay for it. That's an act of kindness. Saying good morning. Or even when you're in the market and you have no, even the plastic shield and the mask, you can still say, how is your day going? Hope you have a beautiful day. You can show a little acts of kindness to those who you meet. You know, a lot of pressure on them now. They're really concerned about their health. So express a little kindness to these people. Make their life a little bit easier by expressing kindness. It helps you and it helps them, right? I like the next one. Now, obviously, most of you are being with a family or friends. Or, you know, you have your cell, which you live with, your bubble, right? How about just showing acts of kindness to them by little notes, notes everywhere, I love you notes, or I appreciate you notes, or just kindness notes, or little emojis, or even sending them little texts with little emojis of I love you, I love you. So little things that kind of show kindness to that individual who's important to you. Now, this is the one that's tough, and a lot of people, you know, driving, we have people that want to scoot in front of us, along the side, show a little kindness. Just let them in. Let them in. Just kindness. Let them in. Okay? And wave. Smile. Don't be angry. Don't flip them off. Just let them in. Smile and say, okay, have a beautiful day. The next one I like is pass along a wonderful book to finish reading. Now, that's a little hard. If you do ebook like I do, you can always buy an ebook for a friend, right? If you really love this book, buy them a book that you really enjoy. Or if you have a paperback, you know, a hard copy of the book, give them a book. Let them read it. There's some other ones here, and I'm just talking about, you know, I could cut myself short today. Bring a meal to new parents. Or, and I was thinking about this too, you know, people are isolated now. How about your neighbor who's elderly? You can leave them a meal. You can call them and say, hey, I'm dropping off something for you. It's going to be at your front door. Don't worry. I've sanitized it. You know, it's germ-free. However you can do it. Or any kind of friends and so forth, you know, that have a hard time, drop off food for them. Right? Or you can order food for them. Right? Order them a pizza. If you're kind of nervous about giving food that you made to somebody else and handling the food, have food delivered for them. Meal for somebody, your neighbor, somebody who knows, like an elderly person, has a hard time getting to the market. What you can do, the other thing is call your neighbor who's elderly, say, I'm ordering food from the market. Do you need anything? Any items that you have to have? And order it. I'll deliver it. And then just give them a bag of what you ordered for them. That's kindness. Now, obviously, most of us, or a lot of people, are in a financial problems right now. But, you know, a few little items for a neighbor is not going to bankrupt you. I hope not. I hope not. But think about that. Giving something to somebody. I like the next one. This always stops the lemonade stand. I don't know if there's too many lemonade stands or doing that sort of thing anymore. But when we get back to normal, we have kids selling Girl Scout cookies. Make sure you buy your Girl Scout cookies. Or do little things for kids. Sometimes they're selling chocolate or something to raise money for a school activity. I know that's kind of like in the future. Good ways to helping, showing love to kids. Neighborhood kids. Okay? And so let's kind of conclude it with that idea. So think of ways that you can show kindness, doing things for other people. Okay? Smile more. Follow that social distance. Make sure you still release on top of that. Wear masks in public. Do things because you don't know who is sick. And if you get who you're going to pass it on to, so be really conscious of that. So I love you guys. I'll be back on Thursday, maybe with a half-hour show next time. I don't know why I quit. Well, it automatically goes to 15 minutes, and I don't pay attention to it. Thank you. I love you. Bye.